Well, farmers anxiously awaited the results of this week's crop forecast, which revealed an expected huge increase in corn and soybean production compared to drought-stricken last year, leaving some consumers wondering if that will also mean a huge decrease in retail food prices.
I don't think there will be much influence, actually, on consumer prices.
That's Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, who says one of the main reasons for that is because even after the huge drought last year,
we frankly didn't see much this year, even though we had such a strong drought. And some of that is we didn't see quite the liquidation many people were anticipating in the livestock industries.
As even though meat prices are high, they haven't increased much this year, and food prices overall are flat for the year.
In fact, the Economic Research Service lowered its inflation outlook for this year down to, I think, the 1.5% to 2.5% range, and for next year, still in the 2.5% to 3.5% range.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.